The security and engineering and responses team at Prolexic recently published a white paper about distributed denial of service, or DDoS, attacks against global markets. The white paper shares cyber intelligence gathered by the cyber attack experts at PLX Cert from nearly a dozen significant denial of service attack campaigns. Each of the attack campaigns they considered specifically targeted a large, publicly traded firm or a financial exchange or trading platform. It appears that the attackers were using DDoS attacks to manipulate stock and commodity prices. First, let's talk about DDoS attacks. What are they? DDoS cyber attacks can stop or slow online operations, that is, products or services delivered by a company over the internet. By creating a blockage in network traffic, attackers can cause an organization to lose sales and lose face when a website or web applications are unavailable for use by legitimate users. A rising number of recent DDoS attack campaigns have targeted the financial industry. As a result, financial institutions are anxious and governments are considering the national security implications. The economic infrastructure provided by financial firms, including trading platforms, is essential to national economies. So that leads to the question, are DDoS cyber attacks trying to manipulate stock prices and trading markets? The experts at PLX Cert think they are, though without a lot of success. There are two groups that have been responsible for most of the attacks, which took off in 2011 and continued to grow throughout the past 2 years. Both Longwave 99 and the Al-Qassam Cyberfighters, or QCF, have claimed responsibility for attacking multiple U.S. securities and commodity exchanges. They claim these attacks are an expression of their anti-Wall Street and anti-Western ideals. Groups like these are a sign of a future in which insurgency groups migrate their tactics from mortar attacks to digital attacks and adopt hacktivist iconography while targeting American and Western organizations and institutions. PLX Cert expects these types of campaigns to migrate to other industry verticals beyond the financial sector, specifically those who perceive to create the most damage to the U.S. if they were to go offline or were unable to operate online. The white paper goes into details about 10 DDoS attack campaigns and their market effects, as well as discussing the underground ecosystem that supports DDoS cyber attacks. You can download the white paper for free at www.prolexic.com/markets. That is www.prolexic.com/DDoS-markets.